This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Managing bushfire risk to your home and family means being prepared. Experts advise that people who live in bushfire-prone areas need a plan for an emergency. Fire authorities around the country are preparing for bushfire season. Captain Phil Townsend is a volunteer with the Country Fire Authority, CFA, at Keysborough Fire Brigade in Victoria. He says you should start your preparation with a simple check.
So, have you got a pump that can spray water on your onto your roof line if you're under ember attack or under fire attack? Have you got a community fire refuge within close proximity to your home? Do you have an evacuation plan?
A well-prepared property has a better chance to survive a bushfire or ember attack. There are some basic maintenance tips to prepare your property. Clean your gutters of leaves and twigs. Repair the damage you can on and around the property. Attach a fire sprinkler system to gutters. Keep lawns short and gardens well maintained. Have hoses long enough to reach around your house. CFA's Captain Phil Townsend also stresses the importance of having an evacuation plan if you live in bushfire-affected areas.
What people should look at to make their home safe is clean the gutters out. Do that prior to summer starting. Clean the gutters out. Get any litter off the roof, small branches of trees, whatever, anything like that. Also, long grass is cut down. Have an evacuation plan, as I said before. Make sure that everyone in the household knows your evacuation plan. Practice it if you have to.
He says fire authorities in each state and territory offer a proposed evacuation plan on their websites.
Corey, we have a policy that's called leaving early as well. So that's called bushfire survival planning. Now, on the CFA website, you can actually download a plan and you can actually formulate it for your own property. And it tells you actions leading up to the bushfire, actions during the bushfire season, actions leading up to fire risk days, and actions on the fire risk days.
Having a ready emergency survival kit means having easy access to things that can help you if you need to leave quickly. Keep your kit in a waterproof bag in a location that is easy to get to and that the whole family knows about. Your emergency survival kit might include first aid kit with manual, important documents, valuables and photos, cash, ATM cards, credit cards, mobile phone and charger, medications and special requirements. If you are asked to leave, Captain Phil Townsend says follow the advice.
I also wanted to say on that aspect, if you get someone knocking on your door and saying it's time to leave, we don't do that just as something we like to do. We do that because your house and your property and your life is in danger. If someone does come and say that to you and knocks on your door, take it for what it is and leave early.
In Australia, bushfire danger ratings are issued during the bushfire season. On the days when the consequences of a fire might be very high to extreme, a state's fire commissioner may declare a total fire ban day. On those days, no fire can be lit in the open and all fire permits are suspended. CFA's First Lieutenant Stuart Matulis explains.
Before you go into an area, you need to check the fire danger rating for the day. The government will put in place things that are called total fire ban days. And basically what that means is they're saying on those days, it's too risky for you to have a fire. So don't have any fires, what they call in the open air. So like a campfire or a wood fire barbecue or a bonfire or something like that in the landscape because it's too dangerous.
If the weather is very hot, dry and windy, a spark from campfires, cooking fires or cigarette butts can quickly spread and cause damage. Bureau of Meteorology fire weather expert Claire Yao explains how fire danger ratings are calculated.
These fire danger ratings are based on forecasts of temperature, a moisture component, so relative humidity, and wind speed, and also what forests or grassland fuel types are doing in that landscape. So it's a dryness measure.
Hannah Menezes is a nurse at Victorian Adult Burn Service. She says burn injuries are the most common among men aged 15 to 35, caused by flammable liquid being added to the barbecue.
So 70% of our patients are young males. We also see quite a lot of aerosol can explosions as well. So barbecue-related incidents often People like to put accelerant on barbecues to get them to sort of go quicker. So we see that that's quite a common story.
If you or someone you know gets burnt, you should first remove clothing and jewellery, then apply cool running water to the burn for at least 20 minutes. Never use ice-cold water. Hannah Menezes says it's the most efficient way of removing heat from the tissue and adds that having first aid knowledge is invaluable when treating burns.
I see burn injuries every day and I see the difference between those that do good first aid and those that don't. So I think it's imperative to understand first aid if you're going out camping.
Visit your local rural service website for more information on preparing properties for bushfires. For more information on burns and their assessment, visit vic.burns.org.au. For language support, call the National Translating and Interpreting Service on 131450 and ask for your designated agency. The Settlement Guide feature on simple tips to get yourself and your property ready for bushfire season was prepared by Josipa Kosanovic. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.